Okay, and even though he's well known for all his great radio programs, I wonder how many people really know that Casey Kasem also has been the voice of Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo cartoon series.
Just about 40 years, George.
Yeah. How did that all happen?
Well, the first voiceover I got when I came to town was the part of Robin on Batman and Robin back in the 60s. We did 75 shows. And that was the beginning of doing a lot of Super Friends. I was Robin on Super Friends for about 15 years. A Battle of the Planets, Transformers, Josie and the Pussycats, and of course Scooby-Doo. Scoobo, buddy, old friend, old pal, we've made the big time. We're here. Coast to coast with George. I hope there are no ghosts.
Shaggy. Was it hard to get into that voice, all the time, week after week?
No, very easy. It was the easiest character I'd ever played, and the most fun. I did Robin on Batman. He would sound something like this. Holy hallucinations, Batman, foiled again by the Riddler. So my voice range is somewhere from 15 to 25.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I've been very lucky in the cartoon business.
When you were a boy, did you ever think you'd be getting into radio the way you have and subsequently television?
Let me think. Oh, when I was in high school, at Northwestern High School in Detroit, I was an athlete. I played baseball, and I was a member of the radio club, and there were about 30 of us, and we would do the PA announcements at Tuesday and Thursday, and we'd also mention scores of the basketball games, etc. We had a lot of trophies in Detroit, so I had to find out a way how I could be on every Tuesday and every Thursday. So I said to George Shapiro, who was the sponsor of the club and a teacher there, I said, what if I go to all of the events and report on them? Could I do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays? He said, sure, just make sure that you give me the script and pick somebody to work with you. So it was Earl Dottie Dodson and Kamel Casey Kasem bringing you sports news. And that's I realized I had a flair for that kind of thing. And there's a lot of drama in sports. And I think that's why I tried to bring drama to disc jockeying. When I was doing comedy, I played different voices and interact with those. And that's how I got into...
Well, you're quick-witted, and I have found that successful radio people like you, Art Bell, and so many others, are just quick-witted, and they're able to just go on and on and on.
Well, I don't know how you do it. I was mentioning to George just a few minutes ago that when I was in Detroit and I had my first disc jockey job 6 days a week, $5 a night, and in the middle of it was a 30-minute sound-off show where I interacted and talked and had a subject every night. And I told the program director, I said, you're just going to kill the ratings. And the ratings came out, and the highest rated half hour in Detroit radio was the talk show.
Absolutely.